as lucky as I used to be? Does luck follow me? How come I'm not as lucky as before? Episode 349, Hoodoo Luck Reading, live, the real hoodoo.
The views and opinions expressed on the following program are solely those of the participants and are not necessarily those of this broadcast facility, its management, staff, nor its sponsors. Live from Chicago, the crossroads of America, Papa Say. Papa Say is a highly acclaimed hoodoo practitioner and fourth generation seer with over 50 years experience in the spiritual path. Boasting a worldwide clientele from various age, education, economic and ethnic groups, Papa Say shares a vast wealth of knowledge with those who have both the desire to learn and will to do what it takes to control the many problems in life. Celebrities and regular persons alike use these same things offered in these broadcasts and now experience true happiness and peace of mind that comes when your problems are finally solved. Papa Say uses the secret knowledge taught to him by his parents and ancestors, along with practical knowledge from the Igbo in West Africa, the Seminole in the swamps of Florida, and the old Hoodoo root workers of Louisiana. Along with his formal education in theology, anthropology, and parapsychology, brings holistic dimension that touches you, spirit, mind, and body. And now your host, Papa Say.
Yes, bonsoir, comment allez-vous? And I'm going to be speaking with it. Shalom, Mishpoka. How are you? How are you doing? Well, today we have Hoodoo Luck Reading. Hoodoo Luck Reading. Now, I do admit that this is the first time was we ever give them out, but I'm assured that when you get these, you'll want them again. You'll want them again, the Hoodoo Luck Reading. Now, to get one, all you got to do is call 619-924-9801. 619-924-9801. Now the number again is 619-924-9801. Now, these Hoodoo Luck Readings. These Hoodoo Luck Readings are really for a person that is going to gamble. They are for a gambling notion. The luck is for gambling. So if you have a number that you're considering or a move or maybe card, the Hoodoo Luck Reading is the one for you to get. Now, let me explain it. Clubs are for luck. Diamonds are for money. Hearts are for love. And the spades is just for trees or for something close to luck. Okay, now you will get the reading, and the reading will go along with those measures. You are using 52 cards plus three cards for past, present, and future. You got it? 52 cards, normally speaking, but three extra cards for past, present, and future. Now, those are jokers. Now, hoodoo luck is something that which everybody is concerned about, which even our ancestors were concerned about. Hundreds of years ago, they were concerned about luck, and more so as they became free. Yeah, that's right. So the luck reading is very, very instrumental. Very, very instrumental. And in fact, when you see it now, you know, some of you will think, well, what's this kind of reading? I never had this before. Yeah, but you will know it. You will know it and you will like it. Okay, now, my man don't act right. You say, my man don't act right. I think he loves somebody else. He says he loves me, but he doesn't care. He doesn't show it. I'm confused. I'm in love, but it seems like I love myself. But I say, your love is broken down. You need a supernatural fix for your love. Now, you turn around and say, I don't have enough money. My money never lasts. How can I stretch my money out? I get only a little bit of money and have to make it last. Yes, but I tell you, your money is broken down. You need a supernatural fix for your money. Then you come back. I don't feel like a success. Everything I try always ends up a failure. Instead of being a success, I can see nothing but failure. Now, that might be true, but I tell you, your success is broken down. You need a supernatural fix for your success. And if that ain't all, you come back with, here I go again with all this bad luck. If it wasn't for bad luck, I'd have no luck at all. With my luck, no wonder I can't ever win anything. I always have no luck because my parents told me that I've got to work hard for everything. And I tell you again, your luck is broken down. You need a supernatural fix for your luck. Now, get a supernatural fix for everything in your life. Get Papa Say's supernatural fix for love, for money, for success, and for luck. Get your fix today and have your supernatural blessing now. Contact Papa Say at mail.com. Papa Say at mail.com. Papa Say at mail@mail.com. Now, no fix is like a supernatural fix, and no blessing is like a supernatural blessing.
When you're in need, be sure to use Papa Say. Papa Say is a fourth generation seer and an all-around hoodoo root doctor. Papa Say is that surefire person for getting whatever done to make your situation better. Papa Say can help you with everything from success and love to a continuous flow of money. Papa Say can remove that evil eye that's destroying your life and your future. Papa Say helps women get and keep their man and kids off the street, off of drugs, and out of jail. Papa Say doesn't use a tarot or a crystal ball. He uses an ordinary deck of playing cards, a time-honored method used by all real hoodoos. Papa Say can look through muddy water and spot dry land. He's not an ordinary reader or psychic. He's your holy spiritual advisor. You need him? Call him at 1-800-ASK-KEEN. That's 1-800-ASK-KEEN. And ask for extension 055 855-985-9865. That's 055-9865. 1-800-ASK-KEEN, extension 055-9865. Remember, there's only one real hoodoo and only one Papa Say.
Don't miss Papa Say's quick instant blessing for this week. This will get you motivated for all that you are supposed to be and have what you are supposed to have instantly. The quick instant blessing is the surefire way to get out of debt, pay all bills, and to be free this month, guaranteed. So don't miss the quick instant blessing Thursday at 7 p.m. Central Time. That's this Thursday at 7 p.m. Central Time. Thursday at 7 p.m. Central Time. The quick instant blessing. Be there.
Quick instant blessing. Yes, it's time for the quick instant blessing. Get your pencils and a piece of paper. It's time for the quick instant blessing. Okay, you ready? It is 5-4-7-6. 5-4-7-6. 5-4-7-6. Now, the three numbers are 7-4-6. That number again is 7-4-6. 7-4-6. Now both of them, 5-4-7-6. And the second one is 4-7-6. Okay, you got them? I hope you do. I hope you got every one of them. Every one of them. Okay. Now, we're going to have hoodoo luck reading. Hoodoo luck readings. And the luck readings is free. It's free as always. But you have to, we're going to pray first. All right? We're going to pray to ask God to do this thing for us and to do it, no, just do it right. Okay? All right. But Hashem, O seven spirits of God, you hold all things in your hands. Give me the power to know all things through this device, which I now hold in my hand. Send them through the spirit of Yahweh, the spirit of Chokmah, the spirit of Shoresh, the spirit of Etzah, the spirit of Gabor, the spirit of Da'af, and the Yira Yahweh. I do worship the only one true God. Amen. Selah. 662 is the first number we have here today. Yes, 662 is the first number we have. And let's see what they want. Hello?
Hello?
Hello, how
yes,
are you?
Yes, I was calling for a love reading.
No, not today, yes, no love reading.
I mean a love reading, I'm sorry. That slipped out. I meant love reading.
I thought you meant love. I was going to say, well, is he doing all that much? You don't need no love. You don't need no love reading. Okay.
Yes.
All right. The first card is the Two of Hearts. The second card is the Five of Spades. The third card is... The Eight of Spades. And the fourth and last card is... Let me get it. Hold it. Oh, the Joker. Well, you have a good fortune here. You have a good one. The Deuce of Hearts is a man. It is the gentleman. And the one thing he does is he brings love and all that in there. But there's one more thing. The man gambles. He gambles. And so his heart is not on you. It's not on you anywhere you could possibly go. Now, you have the Five of Spades, which is the casket, which is something dead should be buried. It's something dead which should be buried. But now, if you bury it, this thing will be lucky. It will be very, very lucky. Very lucky. Now, the Eight of Spades is the mountains, which signify, certain things you've overcome and certain problems of that. Well, with you, the Eight of Spades means that nothing can induce you. Nothing can do you bad. The Eight of Spades would have been a great enemy, but now you have the enemy. He is under your feet. So now, if your luck is the enemy, your luck is now under your feet. It's now under your feet. Now, on top of that, you have the big Joker, which is the present. The present. Now, when I look at these, this is what I get. You have a man who is gambling, but he ain't gambling so much for you. So that is why you have to take the casket yourself. You have to take the Five of Spades, the casket, take it yourself and bury it. You have to bury it. This thing is no good. But once you do bury it, once you do get it out of your way, it will be a lucky thing for you. Now, you have mountains. You have mountains there. But your mountains do not mean that anything bad is standing in your way. Your mountains mean something good is yours. That this is a thing which you can have, which you can deal with. Now, you have the car mean the present. So all of this is happening when? Now. It's happening now. And with it, you will be able to go big heights. You'll be able to go big places with it. Now, here's your money. I expect you to use these numbers for money. Okay? 1, 6, 5, and 1. 1, 6, 5, and 1. Now, those are your money numbers. Those are your money numbers. 1, 6, 5, and 1. And God bless you and God keep you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Well, we went through one, all right, okay. Oh, boy. Well, I guess some people will use it as their own. And let's look at it. Here's another one. Okay, 706 is the Papa Say. Hello.
Hello, Papa Say.
Hello, how are you?
I am okay. How are you?
Well, I'm fine. I'm fine.
Yeah, yeah. Calling to get a reading.
Okay. Your first card is the Red Joker. Your second card is, let me get it, the Six of Spades. The third card is the Ace of Spades. And the fourth card is the Seven of Diamonds. Oh, well, that's good. Now, the extra joker means the past. This is all happening in the past. This is what has happened to you. And it happened in the past. Well, now, first of all, the Six of Spades is the mice. The mice are there, which are really small thieves, but the mice are thieving from you. They're giving you stuff now. They're bringing stuff to you. The Ace of Spades is the next card, which is the Cross Swords, which means, you know, protection and help. So now, all of that means that you are protected. Your luck is protected. Then, at the top, is the Seven of Diamonds, which is the heart, or the flames on the barbecue grill, or whatever. Now, they mean that everything wrong is taken away. So, when I look at all this, this is what I get. For you, all of the evil is taken away. All of the bad luck is gone. All of the worry and the suffering is gone. It's gone away. Now, you have the mice, which will be little bitty small gains in your wealth. You will have a gain in wealth. Rather than them stealing, they will bring your wealth to you. And the swords, the swords keep everything off of you. No matter what it is, the swords take all of this away. They take it all away. So now when I look at these numbers I get, for you to use, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So it is 9, 2, 1, 2. 9, 2. 1 and 2. And if you use those numbers, it will be, well, I tell you, it'd be beautiful for you. Use those in the lottery if you can. But I'm looking at something else, some tickets. I'm looking at some tickets. Yeah, I'm looking at some tickets. This is, and they aren't lottery tickets. No, they aren't lottery tickets. Well, they ain't no state lottery tickets. It's a raffle or something. If you go in that raffle, you will win. You will win. If you partake of that raffle, you will win. I'm telling you, you'll win. All you got to do is go ahead with it.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, use those numbers. Use those numbers. 9, 1, 2. Use those numbers. Those are the numbers you use, okay? Well, God bless
okay.
you. And God,
God bless you, and I'll let you know how I come out.
Okay, then. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, okay, here's another one. Okay, 901. 901, this is Papa Say. How are you?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. How are you? Is everything
all
right?
I'm doing great. Yes, everything great. I was calling for a reading.
Okay. You'll get one. The first card is the Queen of Spades. The second card is the Seven of Hearts. The third card is the Ten of Spades. And the fourth card is the King of Diamonds. Scott, have a good fortune. Have a good fortune. Now, the Queen of Spades is love. It's love. Now, with love, now love is energy of God, too. With this love,
okay,
you're entitled to have everything that's down here. Now, the
okay.
Seven of Hearts is the storm. Now, it means you will be moving sooner or later. Sooner or later, you're going to move, and you're going to move to a better place. You're going to move to a better place.
Okay.
Now, the Ten of Spades, Ten of Spades means the rod. And it's funny because it predicts a family disaster. But in these, the Ten of Spades means that you will have money. You have a pecuniary engrossment. You will have money. You will have money. You won't be broke. You won't be out of it. You will have money. And the King of Diamonds means what? It means money. But this money is coming
okay.
through a letter. It's coming through a letter. Now, when I get all these and I put them together, this is what I get. You will have love no matter what anybody says. This love will bring you all of the money you can wish for. That seven
okay.
hearts. That
mm-hmm.
seven hearts means that you will have so much money that you will be moving. You'll have a new
Ooh,
place.
I'm excited.
And that ten of spades means
mm-hmm.
that you will have money growing in your pocket or growing in your hands, growing for you. Now, that king of diamonds means that you will receive money. You'll receive money through a letter. So you have four ways of getting money. Four ways. Those ones will leave you. Now, I tell you, use these numbers for you this week, okay? Ready? Six.
You said six.
Three. Three.
Okay.
And six.
Okay.
Six. Three. And six. Now, those will be the ones. Those will be the ones to help you. But now,
okay.
I tell you which cards. Get you a deck of cards and take out. Take out the King of Diamonds. Take out the King of Diamonds.
The King of Diamonds?
Yeah, the King of Diamonds. The King of Diamonds. And keep him on your right side. Keep him on
your
right side.
You said right side? On my right side. Okay.
On your right side. And then you shouldn't have to worry about anything. Well, God bless you and God keep you.
Thank you. You too.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
We are getting people. We're getting some. Well, here's another one. Okay. 573. 573. This is Papa Say.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah. Hey, Papa. Thank you for taking my call, sir. I'd like to get a hoodoo luck reading, please.
Okay. Well, the first card is the Five of Clubs. The second card is the Four of Clubs. The third card is the Three of Spades. And the last card is the Queen of Hearts. Oh, boy. The Four of Clubs and the Five of Clubs represent your luck. It means phenomenal luck. The five means you will get luck from all four directions, but from heaven, too.
Mm.
The four means you will get luck north, south, east, and west. The three of spades mean is the pig, which means you will have phenomenal luck, great abundance, high honors. Abundance of all you want to obtain. And the Queen of Hearts is the ring. The ring, which means a happy and a rich marriage. Now, the five is the clover. The four of clubs is the key. Now, when I put all these cards together, this is what I get. This is what I get. You have luck. You have luck from four directions, and from the fifth one, from above, which is coming down from heaven. You have luck from the north, south, east, and west, which acts as a key and opens up every door which you are trying to get in. You have the pig, which is phenomenal luck, a great abundance, and high honors, and all our ambitions obtained. And you have the ring, which means something else. You're something else of people. You're a new person appointed. You're a new appointed. Now, with that, I advise you to use these numbers. 6, 4, 1, and 5. 6, 4, 1, and 5. And those are the best numbers you can have. Now, this is what I tell you. You should take a deck of cards and take out the Five of Clubs. Take out the Five of Clubs and wear it with you wherever you go. You can put it in your pocket, but take it with you wherever you go, the Five of Clubs. And all I can tell you is God bless you and God will keep you.
All righty. Thank you, sir. And God bless you, too. Thank
all
you.
Right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, sir, we have another one. Okay, 903, this is Papa Say. Hello.
Hello, Papa. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing good. I was calling for a luck reading, too.
Okay. A luck reading. The first card is, the Ten of Hearts. The second card is, the Nine of Spades. The third card is, the King of Clubs. And the last card is, the Seven of Spades. Well. That ten of hearts is the bouquet of flowers. It's the bouquet of flowers. And it means a long and happy life. Now, the nine of spades is the rose. And roses indicate long, you know, beauty and a rugged health. Now, you have two forms of flowers. You have it there. So, the only thing that can mean is luck. It only means luck. It means that you will have a rugged health. You will live a long life. You will be most happy. Okay? Now, the King of Clubs is the best. But the King of Clubs is also luck, you know. And the bear, he is big and powerful. Your luck is powerful. It can overcome anything you have. It can overcome your luck. And above it, you have the clouds. You have the clouds, the dark and the light. Now, following you are the light clouds. And the light clouds mean luck. It means luck. So all of this, when I put it together, means that you are lucky because you have the flowers. You are lucky because the bear, and it's big. The king is a big, big bear, and he is, you know, ain't nothing that can stand against it. And you have the clouds, which are the light clouds, which are luck. You have all luck depicted here. All luck. And your luck is so great. It is so great that no individual can stand in the way of it. And I say that based on that king, the King of Clubs, because that bear is there. That bear is the one which will protect you in all circumstances. Now, I advise you to use these numbers for you. 7, 5, 5, and 7. 7, 5, 5, and 7. Now, those will keep you. Now, I tell you what to do. Get you a deck of cards and pull out the King of Clubs. The King of Clubs. And wear that King of Clubs with you. Put it in your purse. Put it in your brassiere. Put it near your body. Put that King of Clubs near you for everything you do, and you watch and see, all of your, everything you do will work out. Nothing will be able to stand against you, not a thing. You will be luckier than you ever thought before. You will be so lucky. You'll be so lucky that people will be wondering, they'll say, where she come from? What is this? So you get that King of Clubs, and you use it. And God bless you and keep you.
God bless you too, Papa. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Sir. Well, I guess everybody has got this. They're reading from this. They've got a good one. They've got a good one. Well, in hoodoo, what do you need the most? What do you work with the most? What can you never get enough of? The hoodoo lamp. That's right, the hoodoo lamp. 10 centuries old, yet as powerful as the day it was first invented. This step of the life of the Creator can open doors to an unseen world of power not known by many hoodoos. Do you seek knowledge? Do you look for the love of your life? Do you crave the money you so urgently need? Are you seeking to be free from the chains of despair and trouble that tie you down day after day, week after week, month after month, and year after year? Get the hoodoo lamp. That's the hoodoo lamp for all of your needs. Just contact PapaSay@mail.com. 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 Now, for a special time, Papa Say will be setting up hoodoo lamps for you at a very low economical price for as much as a McDonald's meal. Just think of it. A hoodoo lamp set up for you where no one else can see it or work on it. Now, you need this hoodoo lamp. Send your request to PapaSay@mail.com. Now, that's PapaSay@mail.com. PapaSay@mail.com. And remember, there's only one real hoodoo and only one Papa Say.
New Moon is coming soon, and you've got to be ready for it. So ready yourself with your abundance checks, this month's energy, and all of the teaching for this month that Papa Say has to offer. But most of all, be at the New Moon Authentic Hoodoo Readings for this month. That's the New Moon Authentic Hoodoo Readings for this month. They start on the New Moon and last for only 3 days. For the past 5 years, each and every month, this has been a special feature of Real Hoodoo and Papa Say. Many have been blessed with new homes, better finances, restored relationships, and better employment all through these readings. A new addition is, now they last from 5 to 7 minutes, giving you more information than ever before. Be there along with that special friend or loved one at the New Moon Authentic Hoodoo Readings. That's the New Moon Authentic Hoodoo Readings. When? The New Moon for 3 days. Remember, there's only one real hoodoo and only one Papa Say.
Am I as lucky as I used to be? Are you as lucky as you used to be? You got to ask yourself, your luck is dependent upon you. Your luck is a gift from Almighty God, which is true. It's a gift from Almighty God. Your luck, I'm going to say it again, is a gift from Almighty God. Your luck will follow you. Your luck is near you. It is behind you. It is one thing which a person cannot do without. You have a luck which can never run you down or run away from you, because you always have it. You have luck. There are some people which believe that they can't have luck. They can't have luck because their parents told them they couldn't. But I'm here to tell you that's a lie. That is a lie. There is luck no matter what a person can think. There is luck no matter what a person can do. There is luck no matter where a person has been or no matter what he's done. You always have a luck. You do. And everybody should get it and should use it. That's right, should use it. Now, why do you have luck? You have the luck because it is in God's will that you should be lucky at all times. So many people talk about what they don't have, where they ain't been, what ain't theirs, or whatever. But the luck is always there. It's always there. It's always there. The only time you don't have luck is when it's broken down. That's the only time you don't have it. It's broken down. That's all. It's just broken down. It's not gone. It's broken down. It ain't disappeared. It's just broken down. It's luck no matter where you have been, no matter what you have been, no matter however things have been, you have had luck. You have had luck. Now you ask yourself, how come I'm not as lucky as before? How come I'm not? Because you haven't tried it. You haven't used it. You don't know if you're lucky as you were before because you believe you ain't. And you've done everything to prove you aren't. And so you are just as unlucky as you were before. Yeah, that's true. See, the only way you could be that is that you have been beaten down from your luck. You have been beaten down from your luck. It has been removed, so you think. But the luck ain't gone nowhere. It's still there. It's just that you ain't used it. You ain't used it. You have been beaten and broken down from your luck. But God has a way to bring that right back. Oh, glory to God. You can have your luck again. You can have that supernatural luck which a person needs around in 24 hours a day. You can have it again. You can have it again. All you got to do is get in touch with me, papasay@mail.com. And then you can find it out. You can find it out. You can definitely have your luck. You don't have to be worried about it. You don't have to be worried about it. You don't have to be going up and down and figuring out what happened to it and why I don't have it and it's just so much for you to do. You can have your luck restored. Yes, you can. Restored. Now, that don't mean it's gone because it's being restored. It just means that it's being reactivated, re-energized. It's becoming that which you don't really want to know about. Because your luck is such a part of you that it has to be a part of you. Why don't you get it? why don't you go ahead and look at this and make it something for you? You go ahead and get the supernatural fix for luck for you. You go ahead and get the supernatural fix. You go ahead, it's broken down. You might as well get it fixed and get it on out the way. Yeah, that's right. Get it fixed and get it out of the way. Now, be here tomorrow at 7 p.m. for weekly messages here on The Real Hoodoo. Subscribe to this program, write a review of it on iTunes, and tell your friends about it. Yeah? Write a review on iTunes, and I'll tell you how you do it. You go to iTunes, then you look up the program, The Real Hoodoo, and you write an review on it. But most of all, tell your friends about it. Now, watch all the signs, because readers and psychics can only see, but the real hoodoo will get and keep you free. And remember, there's only one real hoodoo, and there is only one Papa Say. Now, this is Papa Say wishing you good night and good hoodoo to you, too. That's all. Yep, just good night and good hoodoo, because you need good hoodoo. Don't you? Don't you? I believe you do. I believe you do. Well, good night and bye-bye.
The views and opinions expressed on the preceding program are solely those of the participants and are not necessarily those of this broadcast facility, its management, staff, nor its sponsors. Thanks to everyone in our entire audience for listening to this broadcast of Papa Say here on Blog Talk Radio. Your host for this broadcast was Papa Say. Chatroom supervision provided by BT Destiny. The executive producer was George Carr. The broadcast director was James Best. On-air announcers were Myron Bast and Dorothy Knight. On-air announcer for Spanish was Diego Montoya. On-air announcer for French was Michel LeBlanc. Telephone screening provided by Nicole Lofton. Music recording and engineering provided by JT's Cop Database Engineering. The music heard on this program is under license by ASCAP and BMI. On-air engineering and recording for post-program archive provided by Blog Talk Radio, a corporation licensed by the State of New York with corporate offices in New Jersey. A recording of this and other broadcasts can be downloaded at www.blogtalkradio.com/papasay. This program has been brought to you by Big Gator Productions, which is solely responsible for its content. Remember to tune in next week at the same time for Papa Say here on Blog Talk Radio.